Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a properly oiled podcasting machine, the machine, as they call it. Every week is the ever-popular, growing in popularity. I already said every week is... Nobody! All right. We'll get to that song in a second. Big week, guys. Big week. I'm back at work. And you could probably tell by the... Am I missing a podcast last week? I don't know if I am. Either way, I am back at work. 8 to 6 every day at school. We're going to talk about that. Because here I was under the impression... Let me tell you guys a little story. I was under the impression that when I got rid of my menial service position, I was under the impression that when I no longer was a waiter, that I wasn't going to have to deal with people treating me like I'm a piece of shit. But, unfortunately, that is not the case as that continues. Let's explain what I do. Okay, so I am a paraprofessional. I work at a Catholic school with children. From 8 to 2, from 8 to 2:35, I signed confidentiality statements that say I can't tell you what I do from what exactly I'm doing from 8 to 2:35. But I will tell you that from 2:35 to roughly 5:30, I have agreed to sign on at school as one of the two people that do what is called aftercare. Now, the thing is, when you have to pay money to send your child to Catholic school, you have to work later hours to make that money to pay for school. So a lot of these kids, 15 to 20 a day, 15 to 30 a day, we got a bigger crowd this year. 15 to 30 a day, stay after school from 2:30 to some get picked up at 3:30, some get picked up at 4:30 and 5:30. So, and the idea is we're in a classroom. So like imagine like I'm a para all day, right? And then 2:30 comes and now I'm in charge. First of all, are you listening to me? I'm not even listening to me. What makes you think children are going to listen to me? But whatever, I get my adult voice going. And the thing is that the kids are basically allowed to do what they want in this room. There's balls, there's blocks. There's all stuff for them to do. Apologize as I have random chest pains now, so if I die, Andy, put the podcast up and add the obituary to the second half. Andy doesn't know that if I ever die, he's got to read my eulogy live on the air. It's going to be awkward. Okay, so basically, at 2:30, we go collect all the children, and they're supposed to do their homework. And we're there to help them with their homework because we're adults. And I can't tell you how many times a third grader has called me over to help with their homework and I didn't know what was going on. But, so there's that. So these kids, we help them with their homework. And then their parents pick them up and a lot of them listen. Most of them listen. So, you know, it's an easy job. I just sit in a class. First of all, my job is basically sit in a classroom from 8 to 2:30. Then I continue to sit in a classroom from 2:30 to 5:30. Make that extra money. So, like, you know, these kids are done with their homework. Yeah, yesterday was Monday. Let's go to Monday. Alright, Monday. I don't believe that the one time my phone is not on silent, somebody wants to text me. So they're done with all their homework at around before 3. So as opposed to like, you know, being normal children and finding things to do, like on their own, like one person plays with blocks, one person colors in the coloring book, one person grabs some crayons, you know what I'm saying? So they got these bean bags in the back of the class. See, because last year, and I know I'm talking about things that are foreign to you. Alright, so I was doing this last year. Last year was in a regular classroom on the first floor. This year, we're upstairs. It's especially for aftercare. So they designed this room. They got beanbags in the back. They got tables that are like long tables so people can. So all the fourth graders can sit at one table, all the third graders can sit at one table, you know, so they can help each other with the homework, we can help them with the homework, and bang. There's all these toys and stuff. Last year, we didn't have any of that. So this year, the school was nice enough to figure out a way, they were nice enough to buy things and help give these kids something to do in the aftercare program, which they can do after they do their homework. So Monday afternoon, we're coming down near 4:30, 5 o'clock about, and we have a handful, we have like 4 kids left. And what they do is they take the bean bags. Well, first of all, what they do is they don't listen to me. Because you gotta understand that I'm a happy-go-lucky guy, but when I've been at work, when I leave my house at 6 o'clock in the morning, when it starts coming up on 5 o'clock at night, you people need to check your attitudes and talk to me with some respect, because I have a headache at that time and you're pissing me off. So these kids take beanbags, right? There's three beanbags, and they stack them on top of each other. And about four kids are jumping on this little beanbag pile. Don't do that. Don't do that. Get off there. It's not for that. Next thing you know, kid hits the floor. Bumps his head. Starts crying. I pulled him to the side. Listen, you would never know that I was me if you saw me acting like an adult, like a responsible adult. Pulled him to the side. You know, I sat down next to him. I'm like, buddy, what's wrong? You all right? Need some ice? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, you good? You got a little bump there. He's like, yeah, a little bump. He's crying. So he cried for about, I don't know, 90 seconds. Then he saw some kids playing with a ball he liked. Bang, he's back playing with his sister, whatever the case may be. All right, cool, no problem. I'm glad the kid's all right. That could have got ugly. Problem solved, right? Okay, bye, guys. End of the podcast. Oh, it's not. It's not the end of it. Because things don't go like that. Things don't happen where it's like, oh, okay, easy. I'm done. No. So we're waiting for this kid's parents to come pick him up. And they finally do. So I'm like, all right, you guys pack up. And the other para walks them downstairs. The guy working the front desk, one of the teachers, substitute teacher, comes up. He's like, this kid fell? I'm like, yeah. He's like, the father wants to talk to him. I'm like, oh, shit. So I go downstairs, and the guy's like, this tall guy, he's got to be 6'3", 6'4". Maybe I'm short. He's over 6 feet. So he calls me over. Guy calls me over. He's like, let me ask you a question. Did he get that bump here? And I'm like, yeah, you know what happened? And he's like, come over here, son. And he calls his son over. And I'm like, no, sir, don't worry. He's not in trouble. Little did I know that the kid wasn't in trouble, but I was. So he starts asking me, tell me what happened. And I'm like, all right, well, they were stacking up beanbags after we told them not to do it. And as I'm telling this story, I hear the words, eyes. Eye contact. It's the parent telling me that I have to make eye contact with him. So I turned, I lifted my head all the way up, and I was listening to him. And as I'm being spoken to like this, I just went back into waiter mode. I went back right into menial service position. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, sir. One up again. So the kid, get this, right? He says, what were you going to do? Is there an emergency contact number you can call? And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, he bumped his head. There was no blood. The kid stopped crying. So it was over. It's like, yeah, but that's a big bump. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. You know how you bump your head and the bump gets a little bigger like 5 minutes later? You know what I mean? I was sitting next to the kid for the first 2 minutes. He ran away from me and started playing again. I didn't really look at his head again. Don't tell the parent that. But I ignored it. So he goes, so what would you do? Like, he's like, so you were just gonna, you weren't gonna tell me if I didn't see the bump? He's like, how was I going to know? Get this. What in case he has a concussion? How'd you know that wasn't a concussion that he had? How'd I know he didn't have a concussion? I don't know, because he's not Adrian Peterson. He doesn't play in the NFL. He's not a football player. He's a kid, and kids fall. Especially when kids don't listen, they fall harder. Giving me the business. He's like, how do you know he didn't have to go to the hospital? The hospital? He fell. He hit his head on the floor. He didn't crack his fucking skull open. He bumped his head like any child does. Now listen, maybe I should have walked the kid down to his parent and explained it to the parent, but again, backtrack to, it was an hour before the dad picked him up. I had forgotten about it because it was a non-issue. Because it didn't come up again. I asked you, you want to go get some ice? You want to put some water? I didn't want to do any of that. He's like, all right. So the guy goes, all right, I'm going to take my son now. Then he just leaves. So now I'm sitting there like, shit. What? I'm so fired. Like, that's all I'm thinking is how fired I am. See, the thing is that the... Don't tell the parents. The principal's already left at that time. Even if there was no number I can call. The only person I can call is 911. It's the only person... There's no nurse. It's a Catholic school. It's not like the nurse hangs out. The nurse leaves at 2:30. The teachers are out of there by 3. The only people there are the two aftercare paras, of somebody at the front desk, usually a teacher or a para, and the kids. That's all that's left. The badass kids that aren't listening to me. So this morning, I get on the bus early. Because I'm, like, nervous. I gotta get to the principal. Because I have to beat this guy to school so I can get my story in first. I get a text. Go see the principal when you come in. The father called. And I'm like, oh my God. First of all, yesterday when this happened, you know what? She's not going to listen anyway. All right. The other para, whose name I'm not going to mention, I was told specifically, she told me, I got your back. Don't worry. You didn't do anything wrong. I got your back. Okay. When I'm on the bus this morning, I get a text that says, make sure you talk to the principal about it. The next text says, because I didn't talk to the parent and I did not see the incident occur. Did not see the incident occur. Sounds like something you put on an accident report when you're covering your ass. Yesterday, everyone had my back. I was told I did nothing wrong. And I'm fine. This morning I come and I'm on the bus and it's like, oh, well, I didn't see it. So you gotta talk to her. The father took the kid to the hospital, the next text says. Well, for the love of God, he bumped his head. It's a bump, man. The pain that kid's head is nowhere near the pain in my chest. From the fucking, man, I cursed. I went 14 minutes without cursing. Son of a... Drats. Alright. 14 minutes. That's not bad. It's not so bad. Anyway, the pain on this kid's head is not equal or even close to the pain in my chest from the reflux that parents are giving me when I have to answer questions to them why their kid hit their head after he didn't listen to me. But don't worry. As soon as I walked in, the principal, she's like, got her arms out. Like, what'd you do? You know, but like, it's fine. She immediately let me know this is what you do. She didn't, like, I was afraid I was getting called into the office and I was going to get one of those accident report things. Oh boy. I did not want that. So she spoke to the father, and then she spoke to the father again because she came to class and actually asked. She knocked on the door. She said, could I borrow Mr. Jason for a second? Oh my God. Mr. Jason. So she says, yeah, I just spoke to the father. I let him know that you were worried about it. Because I was worried about it. Listen, don't get me wrong. This first half of the podcast is not about kids, you know, kids getting, I mean, it is about kids not listening to me, but that's not, I know that's my job. Dealing with adults wasn't my job. I didn't know it was my job. Now I know it's my job, so I'm doing things a little differently. But I didn't know that I was going to have to answer quite, like, you know, I'm used to, like, I'm sorry for messing up your chicken parm, stuff like that. I didn't know that I was going to get quizzed about it. So the kid bumped his head on Monday, went to the hospital Monday night, but was well enough to be back in aftercare Tuesday at 2:30. What kind of sense does that make? I mean, maybe if you don't like the way I watch or not watch your children, however you want to call it, maybe you take a day off of aftercare. Maybe you take one day off. Maybe you parent for once. I don't know. Just a thought. How about parenting? But whatever. I'm glad that I'm doing well in this school and all the administration. The principal likes me. The assistant principal likes me. They all like me. Teachers love me. So now I'll just bring a helmet for this kid. So today's Tuesday. I can tell you that I got home and there were no falls at aftercare. We are good. Everybody survived another day in aftercare. And everybody I told this story to has the same reaction as the people have on my Facebook status. It's just a scrape. It's just a bump. Long story short, I have learned from my mistake. And when that kid sneezes, I will be calling his father every single time. Because I don't want no problems. Truthfully, I kind of want to work aftercare, but I don't want to do it 5 days. So I'm kind of like, if they take it from me, I'll be fine. But they won't because nobody else will do it because everyone else is old. And when I say old, I mean I don't know their age and they're probably younger than me. But I'm not used to people being further along education-wise. Like, I'm not used to people having 2 master's degrees and like, being 23 years old, you know what I'm saying? It's weird to me. So when they say that, it just freaks me out. And who said I wasn't going to have material as a waiter, as a no longer a waiter? I squeezed 18 minutes out of aftercare one day. Maybe I'll take notes in 7th grade, like, of what goes on. Meanwhile, because during the day I'm in 7th grade. Did I tell you guys? Getting back from summer, all these kids want to talk about is Harambe. That's all these kids want to talk about. Hey, buddy, can you read a 3rd paragraph down on page 59? Sure, I'm doing it for Harambe. Our Lord and Savior, I swear, before they read a paragraph, they say I'm doing it for Harambe. Harambe needed to die. Because it was going to kill a kid. And you know what? I mean, I'm sorry. You can't let the bear kill the kid. You just can't let that happen. I'm sorry. Yeah, the parents should have been watching. Yeah, there should have been more security procedures. Yeah. But it's a fucking gorilla and you need to kill it if it's going to kill a kid. Humans over everything. For now. Human life versus a gorilla. Do it for Harambe. Boy. We're going to do something for Harambe when we come back after this.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy from The Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now, back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
We are back. All right. You know what's popular this week? People hitting me up, asking me why I have certain songs on the Spotify playlist called September Flavor. So, I figured, while I'm out of ideas, and I'm holding my phone in my hand, I might as well go over this playlist with you. This is the Jay Porks Podcast official September Flavor playlist. Got some questionable things. You know, somebody said, Jay, I didn't know you liked the Cold War Kids. And, you know, I didn't really know I did either, but I like that. I like that song first. The song I played at the top of the podcast. I love that song. Me and my dad went out to breakfast, and he was playing that song in the car because there's this alternative project internet radio app thing. Good times, man. Also, Vance Joy Riptide. That's another song I got listening to my father's weird alternative shtick in the car. Good times. Hey, listen. I've got New Dinosaur Jr. on here, Going Down. New Garbage, Blackout, and Sometimes off Strange Little Birds. I've also got Cold War Kids, Hang Me Up to Dry. Hang me up to dry. And listen, now, I watch Family Guy like the rest of us. So I've heard Peter Griffin sing Rock Lobster several times. The B-52's Rock Lobster is like one of the top 20 songs of all time. I'm sorry, it has to be. The way it is, the music, it's phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. I can't, but it's like AJ Styles, it's so phenomenal. I can't believe how good that song is. I mean, I always knew the song existed, but I never really, you know, listened to it like, let me see, B-52s, like I was, B-52s, that's cool, you know. They were playing at the St. George Theater, I wanted to see him play, not for $70, but I wanted to see him play. It's crazy. Rock Lobster, baby. Also, Zach De La Rocha digging for windows? This is all over the place, right? Do I have a handful of new songs on my playlist? Is Jay Porks playing fairly new music? Don't worry. I got Come On Eileen on there just to keep us all grounded and where we belong. And I got Bryan Adams, Summer of 69 on there. I got Wale on here. And I got some acoustics. I got, you know, I'm a huge fan of acoustic jams. Like Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl. It's a good song when I listen to it the first two times. But after that, it's like, this is so boring. But like, the acoustic version, it's really good. It's really good. I was like, Queens of the Stone Age, I sat by the ocean acoustic. Woo, man. You can't teach that. Queens of the Stone Age, that album was great when it came out. And I'm so happy that it's got staying power, because I was listening to I Sat by the Ocean. It was awesome times. Against Me, 333. I think it's off Shapeshift with me. I believe they had a song on Transgender Dysphoria Blues called 666. So I thought this would be half of that. Math humor. Anyone know who Julia Stone is? I tried to Google her, but it's too common of a name for anything to come up. Anyway, I got her live Spotify sessions, acoustic, doing I Touch Myself. Incredible. Incredible. And I got that Lily Allen song I like, Smile. Sorry, I like that song. And Ride by the 21 Pilots. Ryan Adams, Wonderwall. Speaking of Wonderwall, speaking of Wonderwall, that is a song written by the fantastic rock and roll band, Oasis. And if you like Oasis, then you're going to want to hear this news as I seamlessly transition. See, because I clicked on Hang the DJ, I clicked on Christina Rocks earlier. And as previously reported, the official and juicy-looking Oasis documentary, Supersonic, is set to premiere in the UK and Ireland on October 2nd, with DVD Blu-ray releases to follow on October 31st. Details have now been announced for the US premiere. Fans will be able to enjoy the full cinematic Supersonic experience at participating theaters for one night only, October 26th. A list of participating theaters, which includes three theaters in Michigan, where Christina's from, is available on the film's official website. And note, additional theaters and showtimes will be added in the coming weeks. Supersonic is a 122-minute glimpse into Oasis's rise to megastardom, packed with spectacular archival footage and commentary narration by the band. Director Matt Whitecross had the arduous task of trying to figure out how to get Liam and Noel Gallagher to get together and tell him their story. As it turns out, Whitecross reveals he had to interview the brothers Gallagher separately, then edit the footage to make it appear as if Liam and Noel were in the same room. Though that might sound cringeworthy, it seems like Whitecross pulled it off. And there's a trailer. And meanwhile, Oasis pushed back the release date for Be Here Now, Chasing the Sun, 1993-1997, 1 week to October 14th. And you can pre-order it at Oasis's official website. So, Oasis has a documentary coming out. I've been dying to see this. Only because, you know, Oasis is a band that doesn't have many documentaries, you know? I mean, you can get millions of documentaries on the grunge scene. If I wanted to teach anybody about Kurt Cobain, I would ask you, what mood do you want Kurt Cobain to be in? I'll find the documentary. You know, because you got happy ones, you got sad ones, you got suicidal ones, you got ones that are about music, one that aren't about music, one that's about his family, one that people, you know, these people say they're friends with him, the next one says those people aren't friends with him. I don't really know. I don't know anymore. But Oasis, I mean, maybe I haven't been looking hard enough. They don't have the YouTube documentary, and they don't have endless documentaries on YouTube, is what I was trying to say. They don't have that going for them. So, to get a definitive story is good. Really good to get a definitive story. And I can't wait to see it. Will I be able to go see it in the theater? Probably not. It's playing four theaters in Manhattan. I ain't in Manhattan. I'm on the island of Staten. It's where I be rapping. Alright. So, we're able to branch from Ryan Adams covering Wonderwall to the Oasis documentary. Also, a lot of people are like, Jay, I'm calling bullshit. You don't like rap. Like, first of all, I do like rap. They're like, why do you have Nelly on your, why do you have Country Grammar on your playlist? Well, listen, first of all, Country Grammar is a fantastic song. It was the song of the summer that year. And if you got, and if you disagree, fight me, because that song was hot shit, you know, that's what it was. And, so when I read an article that Nelly owes a tax debt of $2.4 million, I said to myself, how can I help Nelly? Let's get to the story. Nelly reportedly owed $2.4 million to the IRS and $150,000 more to the state of Missouri. Fans around the world are rallying to hashtag Save Nelly by streaming his hit song Hot In Here on repeat. Unfortunately, he's going to need a bunch of streams to pay it off, but it can't hurt to try. Nelly is in trouble. Last year, he was pulled over with guns, weed, and MDMA in his tour bus. Somehow, he managed to slide past those charges, but he's got new problems. TMZ reports that Nelly owes a whopping $2,412,283 to the IRS as of August. He also owes $149,511 in unpaid state taxes to the state of Missouri from 2013. It was originally $113,000 but got raised due to interest. Essentially, Nelly is screwed. Or is he? Fans who bumped his tracks in the early 2000s are rallying to save him in the most 2010s way possible by streaming his music. Really, just one song. Nelly fans are streaming Hot In Here on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, holla, Tidal, you name it, and to help the pop rapper pay his tax debt. Don't call anyone a pop rapper. The thing is, the music biz isn't what it used to be. Unlike when you went to buy Nelly's CD at the store, the artist makes way less per stream. Spin Magazine actually crunched the numbers and found out that if Nelly wants to pay off his debt, he'd need 287,167,543 Hot In Here Spotify spins. And that's on a high end of the spectrum. Spotify recently announced that it pays artists between 0.006 cents and 0.0084 cents per stream. So if it's 0.006, Nelly will need over 400 million listens. Still, that hasn't dissuaded the masses who posted some pretty great Save Nelly strategies. Here are some of the best tweets. We couldn't save Harambe, but we can save Nelly. Hashtag save Nelly. We can't save the scratch on Nelly's face from healing, but we can save him from the IRS. Hashtag save Nelly. Nelly helped you awkwardly grind on your first girlfriend during the homecoming dance. You owe him. Hashtag save Nelly. And this is AskMen.com. Will the masses end up saving Nelly? The internet versus the sad state of music? Who'll come out on top? I'm going to assume the internet. The internet always wins. Remember that. And the article says, drop this fact. So I think I'm supposed to say it, but I'm supposed to make it seem like it came off the top of my head. Nelly's album Nellyville was certified 6 times platinum in 2003. Nelly. That's a shame. Listen, I like streaming music. And as much as people want to say, see, that's why streaming music is bad. No, that's why paying your taxes is bad. You need to pay your taxes. And then you won't owe the IRS money. Simple as that. Simple. We're going to save Nelly right now. We are going to save Nelly. We're saving Nelly. This is why I don't have more sound bites. You know what? Let's... Pause. Okay. I'm about to flip. Screw Hot in Here. I don't know why you people are listening to that. You should be listening to Country Grammar. That's the song. That was the song of the summer. Not Hot in Here. Hot in Here, I don't remember what summer that was. But this is the jam. Does Nelly get paid for this? Hope he is. Hashtag save Nelly. Tweeting, hashtag save Nelly. Saving Nelly. Playing his song on Spotify. Alright, seriously. That really pissed me off. I had a whole shtick about how I was listening to Country Grammar to save Nelly, and that's not the song they're even listening to. If you got on the Nelly bandwagon for Hot in Here, you're late. Country Grammar is where it's at. And again, if you don't agree, you know, fight me. I'm sorry, I've been wanting to say fight me for a while. Like, it's something that not... It's like a new thing. That's like what people who aren't tough say. Like, fight me. Alright. So, with saving Nelly, I explained my Spotify playlist. And, yeah. I got work. I gotta leave at 6 in the... 5 in the morning. So, I'm gonna get up out of here. But before I do, I'm gonna give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you'll get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. Got some new stuff going up there. Just stick with me. Everybody who sticks with me is going to feel good about it on the other side when I get back in business. Also go to Headquarters HQ. AndyDerrer.com. That's where you'll get all your Derrer Network podcasting needs. Whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Derrer Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J Porks podcast, you get it all here. at andydurra.com. Also, go to christinarocks.com, hang the DJ, aidenonxradio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback Alternative every Sunday here, aidenonxradio.com. And also every week, the headlines be powered by Antiquiet. And if you people were doing it every week, if you people were a little bit depressed about the way the world is going, if you were a little anxious about the future of this country, you have reason to be. Because right now, there is a 43% chance that Donald Trump is going to be our president. May the Lord have mercy on us all. Till next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the Jay Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.